We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that we don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
This day is a pivot of history.
It is a historic day.
But it is not Middle East peace.
They're projecting. They are creating an incendiary situation.
The president, President Obama asked me, I lost that.
Yeah, I think Speaker Pelosi is one of those people who tried Tide Pods.
Wow, Senator Kennedy.
Well,
there has to be some excuse.
Calling it like he sees it.
Is it Wednesday yet?
Yes.
Oh, it is.
Yes, it is.
Happy Wednesday.
Yes,
glad we made it. We're halfway home for the week. Isn't that great?
Yes.
What a week it's been. So raise your hand if you sat through all 5 hours of the St. Louis County Council meeting yesterday.
I watched a few minutes of the comments, but definitely not 5 hours.
A record setting. They've never had that many comments offered. Well, the problem is that since it's virtual, you get up to 3 minutes, X amount of words, and then somebody has to read your comments online because they're not letting people speak in person because everything is a Zoom meeting these days. And the county council yesterday absolutely use that as an excuse to limit comments by the public. So what they did is they knew by doing the math that if all 343 people took their 3 minutes each, they'd be listening to commentary for 17 hours or something. It would take that long to read them all. So they just decided they were going to limit it to 2 hours, I think, is what it came down to. So for 2 hours, they switched off. Chris Gron Howard and the other one of the other ladies who works on the staff there took turns reading these comments. Maybe I missed it. I didn't hear any positive ones about
either.
Dr. Page and how he's handled this whole thing. And at the end of the day, the same 4-3 majority that gave Sam Page this illegal, in my opinion, authority to not have anybody overseeing what he's doing, did it again.
Yes.
You get what you vote for, folks. Lisa Clancy shepherded this thing through. They got the county councilor to issue some opinion that the changes they were trying to enforce weren't legal. Explain something to me. I'm not an attorney. But if the council gave him that authority to begin with, why can't the council take it away?
Yeah, I don't know.
Time is of the essence.
And then people are using it as an excuse, too. Wasn't it Trakas who was like, well, I mean, as soon as they said that we basically wouldn't be able to enforce this anyway, it just made it an easy vote.
Well,
why?
We'll ask Mr. Trakas that question. He's agreed to join us this morning at about 7:30. We'll get Councilman Ernie Trakas on here. So what they did do was pass a resolution encouraging Sam Page to get kids back in the classroom and back on the athletic fields. They did. That was a 4-3 vote because one Democrat switched over and voted with them. But when it came to the stuff that was binding, they left Sam Page alone. And I just don't understand it. Time is of the essence here. If we're going to get these kids back in school, and especially if we're going to get them back on the athletic fields, we're running out of time for the some
of
these sports.
We're halfway through September.
Yeah. Rockwood is apparently putting the youngsters back to class,
we got
right?
The email yesterday that basically like preschool through second grade will be able to go back on September 30th.
And then they'll reconsider the older kids after that.
As long as that goes well, they're not giving a timeline or, you know, any dates for 3 through 5. And obviously no mention of middle school and high school at this point, which I know is frustrating. But at the same time, we already know that there is no chance for them to go back until after the first quarter anyway, which isn't until the very end of October. So I didn't really expect to hear anything about my high schooler. But, you know, it's a step in the right direction. I mean, I just hope it's not one of those moments where I'm like, look, Hannah, the younger ones are, you know, going back. You know, there's hope. It'll be, you know, hopefully you soon. And then yank that away again. That's what I'm tired of doing. I'm tired of going, oh, we're going to go back in the fall. Oh, we're going to go back in, you know, or it was the spring. Oh, we're going to go back in the fall. And now here we are again. And I'm just, gosh, hoping I don't have to see the look on her face when I say we're not.
It's like a long national nightmare is what it is that we just can't seem to wake up from. And yesterday, Mizzou announced they've already suspended a couple of kids.
Two expelled, at least three suspended.
For this mask situation?
For violating whatever, all of the entire policy. So I think it was mostly, if you're a positive test or whatever, you have to follow these rules. And I think that's more what it was. People that had tested positive were not isolating.
I think
they were expelled.
I'm confused by the people that are taking the time to go get a test and then disregarding the results. If you take the time to go get a test, you obviously care enough to go get a test.
So why can't you?
So then stay home at that point. Yeah. And I'm not encouraging people that feel sick to not get tested. But if you're the kind of person that's going to disregard any kind of positive
results. Why are you bothering with the test?
Why did you bother with the test in the first place?
I agree. Like... I agree with you completely. I think they did that to send a message so that every parent of a Mizzou student will have the same conversation we had yesterday, which with our senior was, this is the home stretch. Don't do anything to screw it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and the story that I read, so two have been expelled or whatever, three suspended, 470 have had to go through the office for some sort of like talking to over the situation. 470. Now, I realize it's a really big school, so percentage-wise, it's really not that many, but 470 people have been to that accountability office having to talk about them possibly violating the rules, and 11 student organizations are under investigation.
Dang. Some people are talking about lowering the voting age. I think we may need to raise it to like 25, because like, clearly your frontal lobe has not developed enough. If you're still having full blown frat parties in the middle of something like this, it's just dumb. It's just so dumb. All right. Well, the president was all over the place yesterday. Joe Biden wasn't quite sure where he was. You won't believe some of the faux pas this guy pulled yesterday. It's even got some Democrats scratching their heads thinking this thing is over. And we're 13 days from the debate. Let's get to the national anthem real quick, and then we'll get to your phone calls. 314-241-9797.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
automobile.
This day is a pivot of history. It heralds a new dawn of peace. For thousands of years, the Jewish people have prayed for peace. For decades,
no more questions?
The Jewish state has prayed for peace. And this is why today we're filled with such profound gratitude.
Historic is the only word to use for what happened yesterday. You know that even the mainstream media is unable to ignore that fact, although there's some of them are still in denial. Listen to John King over on CNN. Cut number one, please.
It is a historic day at the Trump White House. The delegation from Bahrain also here. The Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, is here. Israel to sign normalization of relations documents with the UAE and with Bahrain. This brokered with the help of the Trump administration. Again, a historic day. Our national security correspondent, Vivian Salama, is with me as we wait. And Vivian, I may have to interrupt you if we get more of these tapes of the president's meetings with the dignitaries. But this is a very important day, as you know from your time in the region. Many of the Gulf states have wanted this for some time, but they haven't been able to get to the finish line.
Wow. Even CNN acknowledging the historic nature of what happened yesterday with this agreement between the UAE and Bahrain and Israel. I want you to just let it soak in for a minute. What a big deal this is. The blockage to Middle East accords like this for so long has been that the insistence by the Palestinians that there could never be anything existing like this with Israel until Israel somehow ceded back lands that they took in the 67 war and recognized the authority of the Palestinian Authority, gave them their own state. Even though they never would back down one iota from their claim that Israel had no right to exist, and they wanted to wipe them off the face of the map. That's been the impedance to Middle East peace. Well, finally, somebody realized we can't keep doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different outcome. Everybody's gone at the Palestinians and tried to beg and plead and cajole them to come to the table, and that was never the answer. So in comes Jared Kushner on behalf of Donald J. Trump, and he goes, let's try something different. Let's go to some of these states and show them what it would mean for their economies if they would normalize relations with Israel. And they saw the wisdom in that. The UAE did it first. Bahrain did it yesterday. And the rumor has it that Saudi Arabia and as many as four other countries are on the verge of signing the same agreement. Folks, these are like dominoes. And once they start to fall, here's what's going to happen. The Palestinians, because they're still closely connected with the terrorist organization Hamas, are going to start lashing out at Israel. They're going to start bombing them. They're going to start lobbing mortars at them again to try to stir up some sort of a war to inflame passions in the Middle East. We're not going to be distracted this time. If you look at the nature of what happened yesterday, and Donald Trump and or somebody in his administration does not get the credit for what they've done in the Middle East, then you know it's the death of common sense in this world. Even CNN had to admit it. Andrea Mitchell of NBC News wanted to argue, this isn't peace. What is it, Andrea? It's a step closer to fixing this problem in the Middle East. We're going to let you hear about Joe Biden's anti-gun stance coming up.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
A simple proposition. Let's assume it's all absolutely accurate. Do we want to continue it? Does anybody think it made any sense that someone's able to walk into a gun store, buy an assault weapon that has multiple rounds, or buy an assault weapon that has 100 rounds, even though it may not, you can't point to the fact that it in fact had stopped it before. Do you want more of them on the street?
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size. If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun in. Fired 2 blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
All right, we are joined this morning by Mark Walters with Armed American Radio, and we appreciate getting him on here again at AA Radio there on Twitter. You can follow him. Mark, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me, Mark. Always a pleasure. Love
it. Yeah, how disappointing and but not surprising that in the wake of the ambush shooting of 2 police officers in California, Joe Biden's response is, oh, we need more gun control. We need to limit magazine sizes and stop assault weapons. That was his response to 2 police officers being shot by a criminal.
Joe Biden's an idiot. And listen, when that's exactly true. When you talk about exploitation, this is a prime example of it. The individual walked up, the murderer walked up to 2 police officers, one of them, a 31-year-old mother of a 6-year-old, it's just insane. Another one, a 24-year-old, both out of the academy, had taken their oath about 14 months earlier, walks up with a handgun, shoots both officers in the head, and flees, and Biden calls for banning assault weapons. Okay, it's just more proof positive that Biden's not there.
Yes, yes. Well, it's true.
He's not there.
He has no answer for these things. It's all these stock answers that he's been giving for the last 40 years, roughly. He's got a plan out there. People, all they have to do is go to his website. He's called for a gun buyback. He wants to ban these so-called assault weapons, although technically there's no such thing as an assault weapon.
Right. And, you know, I'm glad you referenced JoeBiden.com, because listeners, I want you to go to JoeBiden.com. It's not just the two of us crazy gun nuts that are saying this to you. It's right there. Mark just told you it's laid out on his website. He lays out for you the 3-step process to ban your weapons. It's right there on his webpage. The first page, the first one is to ban assault weapons. That's his first deal. He wants to ban them. The second one is he wants to register your guns, which is universal registration, by making all of those guns that are already out there in the wild, you know, like yours. Yeah. Tens of millions of them. He wants you to have to register those with the National Firearms Act, the NFA, which is exactly what you have to do with a machine gun. So he wants to turn them into machine guns. So now he wants to ban importation of them and future sales. He wants you to be required to register them through the NFA and pay a tax stamp like it's a machine gun. And then number 3 is forced confiscation through government buybacks. So that's your laid out step right there. Ban, register, buyback. There's no such thing as a buyback. I'm not selling you anything you never owned.
Thank you.
I'm not giving to you. If you want it, come and take it, and good luck with that. It's that simple.
Yeah, this kills me, the whole idea of a buyback. We're going to have a buyback program. Well, you know what? I didn't buy it from you to begin with. How can you buy it back? It's insanity that they want to confiscate weapons. They've tried this in the state of Illinois, and we've been able to go to court. I know several organizations have gone to court. Gun owners, probably the Second Amendment Foundation, have gone to court and stopped them from doing that.
Yeah, Second Amendment Foundation has won numerous cases in regards to that. We need a Supreme Court decision. We need it desperately.
Yes.
But the time for that decision is not upon us yet. The four justices that refused to take one of those 10 cases a couple months ago literally saved the Second Amendment. Because as you and I spoke about on a previous program, we don't know what Justice Roberts is going to do, nor did the other four. So by not taking one of those cases, they may very well have saved the Second Amendment from obliteration because of Justice Roberts. You know, it's important to point these things out and make people remember exactly what's at stake on November 3rd. Exactly, because your Second Amendment freedoms are literally on the line.
Mark Walters, I'm so glad you pointed that out. And I'll be honest with you, in the face of what the public is seeing on their television screen daily from around the country on their Facebook feed, with officers being attacked, with cities being burned over false narratives, more and more people are coming into the gun store that sponsors this program, The Range, and I know a lot of other gun stores. These are first-time gun buyers who've never owned one before, who suddenly feel a need to protect themselves. And if they're paying attention, these same Democrats need to look at who's at the head of their ticket this year.
Yeah, and you know, I don't believe that those people will go through the process, and in many cases go through the process in states like California and Massachusetts and Illinois, where they have to get a card, a license, in order to then buy a gun and then have to wait 30 days or 10 days, whatever they voted for. Most of those people are going, hey, wait a minute. What do you mean I've got to wait 10 days before I can take my gun home? They're seeing that light. I don't believe those people all of a sudden want to go, I'm going to go through this whole ridiculous process that I voted for, and then I'm going to vote for Joe Biden so we get more of the same. I don't see that happening. I just don't. You know. But listen, here, it's a crazy world we live in. Lancaster, Pennsylvania is on fire now. Why? Because a man charging a police officer with a butcher knife was put down.
Yeah. You know what that was?
In what world isn't that okay?
That was an assault knife. I mean, he had it raised in the air, ready to stab the police officer, pulls out a gun and shoots the guy, and now the police officer is being called into question for his actions.
We do. It's upside down. Obviously, I think the officer is going to be fine. That's why the Lancaster police released that video immediately.
Yes.
You know, this guy's charging a police officer. 99% of America says, in what world is that wrong? The other 1% gets all the airplay, and the sister is out saying he just had a moment. Well, so did the cop, and he's alive because he had a moment, thank God. You know, here's the thing. Here's what Forrest Gump said. It happens. It happens. I'm going to charge a police officer today with a knife in a moment, and you know, I'm going to get shot. Well, it happens.
Yeah, it's amazing.
You should know that happens. You should know that happens. If you charge a police officer with a knife, you should know it happens. You know?
Mark Walters, listen, I appreciate the dose of common sense, brother. Thank you. ArmedAmericanRadio.org is the website, and we'll be listening.
Absolutely. Thanks, man. Appreciate it much. Always have a great time.
You bet. We'll talk to you very soon.
I'm fighting a battle. It's a big battlefield, and I have a lot of forces against me. I have the media, which I call the fake news, because a lot of it is fake. And I mean a big pope, as you understand. A lot of it is fake. I'm fighting a lot of forces. Sometimes you don't have time to be totally, as you would say, presidential. You have to get things done.
Yeah, we've had a lot of years of so-called people being presidential who got nothing accomplished. I would hold up Barack Obama and Joe Biden as a great example of that. The president held this roundtable last night with George Stephanopoulos, who's promoted as the prime news anchor, the Sunday morning news anchor at ABC News. Everybody fawns over George Stephanopoulos. Can I tell you what a weird world this is?
Sure, please.
Imagine me deciding that I was going to leave the world of opinion talk radio and go back across the street and get hired at Channel 4 or Channel 5 or Channel 2. What do you think the odds are of that?
I don't think you go back.
They don't want people who have expressed their opinion about political issues.
And you can't blame them, right?
They want to. You go to journalism school, you're told to play it on both sides, although we know as a fact that doesn't happen these days in every case. Maybe more so in local television than national, but I'm just saying we accept that. We had Cheryl Atkinson on earlier this week, and she's written a book about it. And we talked at length about how these anonymously sourced stories in The Atlantic and things like that. But look at George Stephanopoulos. George Stephanopoulos was the chief of staff, correct me if I'm wrong, for Bill and Hillary Clinton. He helped engineer getting them into office, and he worked with them for most of their 8 years through the bimbo eruptions and all of the controversies of the Clinton administration. And yet today, he is widely accepted in journalistic circles as this fair and competent journalist who comes from the far left of the Democratic Party. That's accepted as it's the same thing at NBC when they hired Chelsea Clinton and made her a correspondent at NBC News, and apparently they were paying her something like $2 million a year to do a job she had zero credentials for and zero training. That's all you need to know about the mainstream media these days, summed up in the fact that ABC News chose to put on an event last night, a roundtable, with supposedly voters who were independents and hadn't decided how they're going to vote yet. Although if you listen to some of the questions, it's pretty clear they had loaded some folks into the audience who were going to try to give this president a hard time over this or that. And again, I'll just ask, could you imagine any other president doing that? When is the last time a president did that? When's the last time Joe Biden did that? Walked into a room where you knew when you walked in that the news anchor that you were going to be sitting down with is a Democrat who used to work for a Democrat administration and is now supposed to be a fair and even journalist, George Stephanopoulos, and you're at ABC News on top of that. I'm surprised they didn't have Martha Raddatz do it.
Yeah, I'm glad he did it. I think that's awesome of him. I think
he did. He took a lot of questions.
He definitely doesn't shy away from that. It doesn't matter. No. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and just because he's a Republican president, he's everybody's president. So taking questions from Democrats is important when you're running.
No, I agree. My point was a minor one on the media, but a bigger one on the fact that.
Yeah, and I'm agreeing with you.
He waded into the lion's den.
Right. Sure. Yeah. And it's admirable.
Meanwhile, Joe Biden gives speeches. He gets lost as to where he is and then refuses to take questions at the end of them. Where's the one where he said I'm lost? Was that cut seven?
I think it was 19 or 20. Let's try.
There are going to be no deportations in the first 100 days of my campaign.
Let me get that right. You are going to freeze deportations?
Freeze deportations for the first 100 days, and only people who will be deported are people who committed a felony while here. That's number one. I lost that line.
Yeah, well, but that's good because we could talk you and I on that.
Okay,
think about
where we are today.
There were more than
I lost that line. I love his stance on deportations. He thinks he's winning. He's pandering to the illegal vote. By the way, hey Joe, they can't vote. He's pandering to the illegals that they won't be that he's going to freeze deportations. One thing Donald Trump was so criticized for is that his administration carried out these deportations that were ordered under the Obama administration. All the people he deported the first 2 years he was in office were backlogged deportation orders from judges issued during the Obama administration. This is what Joe Biden's going to hang his hat on.
Okay, but this, I lost that line. Does that mean he got pre-scripted questions and memorized the answer to the questions and then lost his place in an interview?
You have to wonder.
Because that's what that sounds like when he admits to that.
Yeah, it sounds like he lost it. Yeah, he lost his place.
Mm-hmm.
And it was moving ahead, and he's like, wait a second, I don't know where I am. Where am I supposed to go?
I lost the
next.
Yeah. But it's they're sitting there on a one-on-one interview. Like, that is bad. That's worse than losing the teleprompter.
Yeah. How long is Cut 20? I want people to hear what he said about amnesty.
And yet now, President Trump has canceled DACA. What would you do?
I'm going to reinstate it, and then they're going to be part of what I'm going to send to the United States Congress is a total immigration bill to provide a pathway to citizenship for undocumented people in the United States of America. This is it makes no sense for us not to do that.
Amnesty for illegal aliens. Millions of them. It's been the goal of the Democrats for a long time. They think they've got a voting block there, and they think if they can give them a free path to citizenship, they've got voters for life. Maybe onto something. That's where he is. 314-241-9797. Cassie Smedley. We're going to get to Councilman Ernie Trakas on here at 7:35 this morning to talk about his vote yesterday. We'll be back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.